From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia farmers and ranchers who suffered land damage and livestock losses to Hurricane Michael are encouraged to sign up for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. The series of special signups is being conducted for the six counties designated under the Expedited Major Disaster Declaration. The first signup period ends October 26th. A second signup period will end November 16th. CoBank, a cooperative bank serving agribusinesses, rural infrastructure providers, and farm credit associations, has announced a multi-year sponsorship of the National FFA's Living to Serve platform. Through Living to Serve, FFA chapters throughout the country are able to seek funding for a variety of service learning projects through a competitive grant application process. CoBank's three-year, $450,000 grant will support the continued expansion of the program, increasing the number of grants to FFA chapters seeking to address issues like hunger, health and nutrition, community engagement, community safety, and environmental responsibility. The U.S. meat industry and its emerging competitors in the lab-grown meat field struck a truce in a letter to the White House. According to Agriculture.com, both sides want FDA and USDA to jointly regulate the new product they agree to call cell-based meat and poultry to avert a potentially nasty fight over production regulations, including whether they can be sold as meat. The letter says cell-based meats are the latest in a long history of innovation in American agriculture. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.